translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Asa Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Neither those engaged in the self-realization of appreciating the Brahman effulgence of the Lord, nor those engaged in devotional service while accepting the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Master, nor those under the clutches of Maya, thinking the Lord an ordinary person, can understand that certain exalted personalities, after accumulating volumes of pious activities, are now playing with the Lord in friendship as cowherd boys. Purport. It's a very short purport. This is a statement made by Shukadeva Goswami in the Srimad Bhagavatam 10.12.11, who appreciated the good fortune of the cowherd boys who played with Krishna and ate with him on the banks of the Yamuna. Om jnanatimirandasya jnananjana shalakaya chaksusun militam jena tasmai sri gurave namaha sri chaitanya manobistam stapitam jena bhutale sayam rupa kadamayam dadati sapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Brindavaneshwari Brisabhanu Suta Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Truvyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadha Shiva Sari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Excuse my voice and my tiredness. We had a very late Harinam last night. Who was there? One, two. Have a good time, Mataji? Yeah. It was wild. This young man joined the Harinam in the last 15 minutes. He just stayed with us. We all stopped and he came up to me and he said, "Oh, I loved it. It was amazing. It was no rules. You just do whatever you want." That was his impression. And I was thinking, yeah, that's actually correct. When the Harinam gets in ecstasy, devotees just do everything and mad dancing and crazy and they're in bliss. They're overcome with ecstasy and it's not ordinary dancing. You know, if you look at materialists, they need, to get them dancing, they need certain situations. I have a nice ballroom. Dancing, nice live music, or they need intoxication, full moon party on a beach in Thailand or something, you know. But devotees, we just dance very easily, not so easily, when Krishna's mercy descends, when Lord Chaitanya's mercy descends into the kirtan, then there are no rules. So we're all a bit tired, but we'll just speak a little bit on this interesting verse. So this is Sukadeva Goswami in the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, glorifying the cowherd boys and how exalted and incredible that they're with Krishna, eating on the bank of the Yamuna, sharing each other's lunch, and the demigods completely don't understand. Krishna's eating with his left hand sometimes, taking boys' remnants from their plates. And the demigods are like, wait a minute, we're worshipping this personality, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, with awe and reverence, and we have to follow so many rules and regulations, offer prasadam, and then when we eat the prasadam, we have to be very reverential. So they're very confused, and it's very bewildering for them to see Lord Narayan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in this feature of Krishna. They do not understand Krishna so easily. When the demigods came down to the yajna that Yudhisthira Maharaj did, what's it called? The big yajna? Ashwamedha yajna. So Krishna was, he was the most humble person there. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So when he's humble, he's the most humble. Anything he is, he's the most. So he was washing the feet of the guests. And when they saw Krishna, the demigods, because they didn't know really who he was, they said, oh, the dexterous, creative energy and power of Lord Brahma has reached its perfection in this form of Krishna. You understand? They thought, here's the most beautiful thing that Lord Brahma has created. But they don't know that Krishna is a source of millions of Brahmas. So they don't understand. But they're appreciating his beauty. Now Sukadeva Goswami, this is 10th canto, he's spoken all through the Bhagavatam, description of the heavenly planets, description of the demigods, description of Lord Narayan in Vaikuntha. Beautiful descriptions are there, descriptions of Vamana Dev, Narasingha Dev, Ramachandra, Parasuram. Everyone is described, all the nine cantos. So when he reaches the 10th canto, he begins to describe about Krishna in Vrindavan. So the acharyas say that one should understand that these pastimes in Vrindavan, itam sharat, that the forests of Vrindavan, the flowers, the bees, Krishna's wandering by the banks of the Yamuna, playing his flute, jumping, dancing, eating with his friends, dancing under the full moon with millions of girlfriends. This is the highest pastimes, most pleasurable for any living entity, Krishna's pastimes in Goloka. Means that nothing excels them. There's no more sweetness, nothing more sweet, nothing more happy than these pastimes. Lord Brahma, Vishnu, Narayan. Narayan doesn't dance at night, nor does Narasingadev, nor does Vamana. So Krishna is dancing. Now we mentioned dancing already. So dancing, you should understand, you can't dance unless you're happy. Right? Actually, dancing is the most expression of happiness and joy. And it's actually not so easy to feel joyful in this world. It's such a difficult place. So this dancing, this is the supreme. Lord Brahma sometimes listens to music and they like, you know, sometimes you go to Indian concert and they play these ragas and it's very technical music. George Harrison was attracted to that. And they have this beats with the tabla and the background with the tambura. Who's been to a concert like that? So devotees, they don't... It's nice. It's very peaceful for the mind, right? You like it. It's very tranquil and maybe you can meditate on Krishna or Lord Narayan, when you hear that music. Sometimes in South India, I saw the Chennai. In Mayapur, we have the Chennai music tape going on in the morning. So it's very peaceful and wonderful. But it's not the same as Kirtan. Goloka Prema Dana Hari Nam Sankirtan. So this chanting and dancing. So when Maharaj Prataprudra, king of Puri, king of Orissa, His capital is in Cuttack. He came to Puri. When he first saw Lord Chaitanya's devotees chanting kirtan, he said, I've never seen such kirtan like this. He'd seen so many musical kirtans for Jagannath from all over India. Everyone would come there on pilgrimage. But when he saw the kirtan of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, he was completely spellbound and shocked. So, there's another verse in the Chaitanya Charitamrita similar to this. I think that's a knock, maybe. Is it children? That one cannot attain the spontaneous love for Krishna by following the regulations of devotional service, by engaging in severe austerities, by doing all sorts of pious activities. One can only get it by the spontaneous chanting of the holy name of Krishna. So I'm going to speak a little bit of some pastimes of Krishna, because this is the theme of the verse. Krishna's Naam, Guna, Rupa, Leela, his Dham, his associates. Just like every morning we sing Venam Kondanta Maravindalaya Takcham. Krishna's playing on his flute with eyes like lotus petals, and he's has his threefold bending form. So this meditation, this is a stationary meditation. It's just Krishna's just there. We're meditating on him standing there. But Krishna has his Leela. So Krishna's pastimes, they are the supreme ornament of the ear, Sukadeva Goswami says in the third canto. The supreme ornament of the ear. And there's the goal, one should know that the goal of Krishna consciousness is to hear these pastimes. But it's not so easy to speak about them or to get be able to read about them for long periods of time, because we're generally not purified and we're contaminated by the three modes of nature. And Vrindavan is completely distinct from the three modes of nature. It's completely transcendental, spiritual place. And there, in Goloka Vrindavan, one of the most amazing things is that the associates there, they do not think of Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They think of him as family member, village hero, one of them. He's just a cowherd boy. He's the son of the king of this area, Nandagram. And he's so beautiful. We constantly think of him. And the whole daily activities of Vrindavan, the center of them is Krishna's activities. Who has stood on the top of Nandagram and looked at Vashana in the distance? Isn't that the most beautiful sight in the whole universe? Who has stood on Vashana and looked at Nandagram in the distance? So this, if you go to Vashana and you go on the hill and you look and you see Nandagram, or the other way around, it's the most beautiful place in the universe. And now, because we've found out this, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then we are getting, there's millions and millions of people who follow Vedic culture, and there's millions of people who don't follow Vedic culture. And out of all of them people, there's not many people who know, completely fixed in their heart and mind, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So when you know this, then you are very, very fortunate. And then your business is to worship Krishna, knowing that he's the source of everything. Source of the air that you're breathing, food that you're eating, is Krishna. And he's also, so he's worshipful by the living entity. So Vrindavanam, Bahapidam Natavara Vapu Kana Yokani Karam, Bibradvasa Kanikam Babisham Vijayantim Chamalam, Govindavenum Madara Sudaparayan, Vrindaranyam Svapada Ramanam Pravishad Gita Kitahi. So one day Krishna's coming into the forest of Vrindavan. And the devotees think there's nothing more beautiful than to see Krishna and Balaram with the cowherd boys and the cows going into the forest. And Krishna, he's dressed like a dancer, like a theatrical dancer. Very mind-enchanting costume he has. He has a beautiful Vajayanti garland, a dhoti, which is a like lightning yellow color. He is playing on his flute, and he has a yellow flower, lotus flower, behind his ear, and he has a peacock feather ornament on his head. And he enters into the forest of Vrindavan with all his friends, and the cows are like white cows, black cows, brown cows. It's a multicolored festival. And they finally got free from all the other devotees in Vrindavan, the elders and their mothers and sisters and fathers. And so they're all completely liberated from all formalities of social society. So they enter into this forest and they are blowing flutes and bugles and running and jumping and imitating the animals and having so much fun and ecstasy. So after some time going through the forest, they arrive at a beautiful meadow clearing and they let the cows wander. They take a snack and they are having a sing-song. They're singing. So nice. When we go into the forest, we might get bitten by a tick and get a severe disease. Or mosquito bite. Or we're scared of the wolves or the... In Mayapur recently, there was wild boars. A few years ago. And they were causing a lot of trouble. They're very, very dangerous. And they're really wild and they're really big and strong and they're dangerous. So we heard about them and we were a bit scared. And then we saw this group of men with these really weird weapons, spears and daggers and nets and all that. It's like something out of a movie. So they were the boar catchers. Special, that's India for you. They have a special team to do everything. So they've come to catch the wild boars because they're very dangerous. Yeah, they caught them all gone. No problem. Once they settle and multiply, they can kill human beings. They're very dangerous. And when we jump in the river, we're scared of bitten by a snake or we're worried about the pollution or some other problem. But this, in Vrindavan, in the spiritual world, there's no problems like that. You just completely ecstasy. So they came to a clearing and they're singing, having picnic. How nice. When's the last time you had a nice picnic in the sunshine in Britain? Where you didn't get wet. So they're having picnic. And they're decorating themselves with mango sprigs and lotus flowers. And they're painting their faces with the natural minerals they find there. The forest in Vrindavan is full of everything wonderful. Sandalwood and agarwood and roses and lotuses. And they're enjoying it. And the breeze, vayugandha, it's such sweet, intoxicating smell. And they're enjoying the atmosphere. And everything is, they're all enjoying. Is Krishna enjoying? They're making jokes with Krishna. And Krishna's enjoying each coward boy's different relationship. Some is making fun of this. Someone is imitating a frog or a duck. And they're all having a great laugh. Sugandina. And the breeze is blowing. And they're very nice. Each forest has different types of atmosphere. Some is like spring. Some is like autumn. Some forest is full of swans. Some is full of swallows and swifts. Some is full of peacocks, parrots, like that. So much variety is there. The birds are all singing. The trees are also living beings and they are enjoying. And Krishna is wandering there with all his friends. So they sit down and they have sing song and some dancing. And then the Coward boys, they say, "Oh, Krishna Balaram, you please dance for us today. Because you're dressed very specially today. I see that you're dressed like theatrical dancers. You please dance for us." And so they say, "Yes, okay." So they make a stage. They make a little stage. They put them on. They get their musical instruments. They have some madanga and some flutes and other things. So Krishna and Balaram, they bow to their audience. They bow to Mother Earth. They bow to Goddess Saraswati. And then they bow to each other. And they begin to dance. Is there any Vedic musicians here or Madanga people who can do it? Takti takatita. No? Anybody? You know it? No? So they have the beat. It's not like this Kali Yuga music. Don't think it's like that. It's very sweet. And they have a beat. Takiti ta 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 dum dum. I can't do it, but someone could. You could do it, sir. No? Something? Everyone's shy. So they have this beat. And Krishna and Balaram are dancing, and the dance is getting more and more ecstatic. And when they look at each other, they're just flowing, and all the coward boys are there, and all the animals come, the deer and the rabbits and the pigeons and peacocks, everyone's come to see the dance. And they're getting more and more exuberant, and Krishna's playing his flute sometimes, and he's doing cartwheels and playing his flute while he does cartwheels. And it's getting more and more ecstatic. And their beautiful beads of sweat, perspiration, their clothes are becoming loose, becoming more and more wonderful dance. And it gets them to a crescendo, a climax, then they're exhausted and they stop. And the whole even the wind stops blowing. It becomes, the whole of Vrindavan becomes silent. The birds stop singing. The leaves stop rustling. It just becomes completely still. And then they cheer, applaud and clap. And they say, "Krishna Balaram ki jai." And this, when they say this, Lord Narayan gets up from his throne in Vaikuntha and says the same. And everyone's looking, what's wrong with Lord Narayan today? And then they're asking, then Krishna and Balaram say to the audience, Krishna says, "Have you ever seen any dancing as good as this? Can anyone dance better and sing better than us?" And they're all saying, "No, no, no." And then Krishna has a friend who's a Madhu Mangal. He's a Brahmin. He's very funny. He says, "Actually, the reason you can dance so nicely is because I gave you my Shakti, because I'm a pure Brahmin." So and all the boys poke his belly and hit him, you know. He's a Brahmin. They're all Vaishyas, so he feels that he's giving Krishna all his power. Then Radharani's younger brother, his name is Sridhama. He says, "Actually, you're not giving the proper credit. You're not giving the proper credit for your dancing. Because I know where you learn to dance." He says, "At night time, under the full moon, you go and learn to dance from Radharani and the gopis. And therefore, you should give proper credit. She is the teacher of your skills." So Krishna is crying, saying, "Yes, this is correct." Jai Radhe! I get in trouble for that. No, I'm joking. So in this way, Krishna is enjoying life. He's a supreme personality of Godhead. Here he is with Radharani. Radha Gokula Nanda Ki Jai. So what better life? Beautiful forest, flowers, rivers, lakes, swimming, birds, prasadam. So then they, when they're hungry, the snack comes. Devotees come from Vrindavan with fresh prasadam. You know, paratha, chapati, sabjis, all sorts of drinks, all sorts of milk products, and then off they go again, wandering from forest to forest, herding the cows, having all sorts of adventures, and they're always protected by Krishna. If they get thirsty, Krishna blows his flute and creates water, like that. So Krishna's pastimes, they're full of variegatedness, and they're the supreme pastimes of the supreme original personality of Godhead. One time Krishna came near Govardhan Hill with his friends. They were all wandering, these cowherd boys. And again they sat down having a picnic, and somehow or other the peacocks were dancing. Now peacocks dance when there's thunder. If they hear the thunder, peacocks, they start to dance. So when they heard Krishna's flute is like a mega vishesh. It's a very great thundercloud. Krishna's flute can make a very great noise. So the peacocks came and they asked, Krishna, you please dance with us. So he said yes. And again, the cowherd boys sit down, a big audience. All the animals came on the top of Govardhan Hill. They came to watch all sorts, snakes and black deer. All the animals came to watch. Brindavanam Saki Bitanoti Kirtim Yadevi Kitsuta Padambuja Sadvatta Savaranya Samasta Sattvam Govindavenam Anumatta Mayoram Richam. Oh friend, Brindavan is spreading the glory of the earth, having obtained the lotus footprints of the son of Devaki. The peacocks dance madly when they hear Govinda's flute, and when other creatures see them from the hilltops, they all become stunned. So Krishna is called Govinda. Well, one of his names, Govinda, means also that he plays a flute very nicely. He looks after the cows and protects them. He's full of pleasure. He's full of bliss. He protects the land. So Govinda had this dance with the peacocks, and the whole of Vrindavan was watching. Actually, the cowherd boys and the animals, all back in Vrindavan, they only hear about these pastimes and they have to meditate on them, just like us. We're not seeing it now, but we can hear about it. So Krishna's dancing like a peacock, and the peacocks are creating a ring, peahens and peacocks and double rings and concentric circles, and it's all moving and flowing like a rasalila. And if you look from the air, all what you see was the green and white peacocks, peahens, and Krishna surrounded by a golden ring of cowherd boys. So they're dancing and dancing, and at some point a miracle happens. Krishna's playing the flute the whole time. So the flute starts to play itself. And Krishna, all the peacocks become completely exhausted, and Krishna starts to dance on his own. And you cannot tell whether Krishna's dancing to the flute music or whether the flute is playing to Krishna's dancing. You got that? You cannot tell which is happening. Krishna gets lost in his own existential ecstasy, absorbed in some unimaginary bliss. And everyone is watching. And then Balaram finally comes and pats him on the shoulder and says, Krishna, you have to stop now. So Krishna wakes, comes out of his trance. And even he was amazed, the flute, even he became amazed like that. And then the peacocks, the lead peacock, he came and offered his peacock feathers to Krishna as a token of appreciation.
And Krishna, Radharani, they also dance like peacocks sometimes. They have beautiful dance. They dress as peacocks and they have fun. And there's a temple in Vrindavan called Koti Mutiya. Koti? Mokoti, yes. Mokoti. And it's on the top of a very high hill in Varshana. And you can go there. And there's a beautiful painting of Radha Krishna dancing as peacocks, right? And it was painted by one blind sadhu. It's Vrindavan. It's full of wonderful things. Everyone should go there once. At least 100 times you should go. But at least once. And you should see Varshana and Nandagram and understand that this is the ultimate existence, and that Lord Chaitanya has made this accessible to everyone. The knowers of the Vedas, this knowledge is hidden from the Vedas even. And what does Krishna say in Bhagavad Gita? I'm just learning this new verse from Bhagavad Gita. It says in the second verse of the 14th chapter. Who knows? 14.1, 14.2? Oh, maybe someone can read it out to me, 14.2, nice and loud. Go for it, Antaranga.
By becoming fixed in this knowledge, one can attain to the transcendental nature of life, my Lord. This established, one is not born at the time of creation, or disturbed at the time of dissolution.
You can elevate yourself to the transcendental nature, just like Krishna. Krishna's nature. You can live in Vrindavan eternally. One time Krishna was with his cowherd friends and they said, Krishna, how is it that you killed Putana when you were a baby and you killed Trinavarta and you lifted up Govardhan Hill? How are these things possible? He said, I'll tell you a secret, but you mustn't laugh. He said, I'm actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And they were laughing and thinking, wow, Krishna's the Supreme Personality. That's amazing. They just made them love him even more. But it wasn't important. This is Krishna's pastimes. Yoga Maya. Everything perfection. Everything happiness. And we're in the material world simply suffering, trying to imitate these pastimes. We want to enjoy. We just suffer. So, by giving up gross material enjoyment as far as possible and worshipping Krishna step by step, one can attain to this transcendental nature like Krishna. It's a very long journey, very nice journey. It's a very snaky journey. Krishna's like bent in 3 places. So the path to Krishna is like this also. Very tricky. Krishna's very tricky. And one has to hear about Krishna. Shinvata Swakata Krishna Punya Shavana Ketana Hridyantisto Yabhadrani Vidunoti Suritsatam. So unless you hear about Krishna, then you'll not be able to be attracted to Krishna. Because you voluntarily actually desire to go to Krishna by increasing the attraction for him in your heart. It's not that I've defeated Maya, now I'm a great yogi, I'm fully in control of my senses. No. By falling in love with Krishna, Maya Sakta Manapata, by becoming attached to Krishna, then you don't even think about your material attachments anymore. That's the process. Not to fight Maya, but to become more and more attentive to Krishna, his Leela, Nama, Guna, Rupa, Leela, his name, form, qualities, and pastimes. Tanama Krishna Charitadi Sukhetananu Smicho Kramena Rasani Manasi Niyojan Tistan braje tanaduragi jananugami kalam nayam makilam. No. I lost the last line there. So this point is that one should always think of Krishna and his charita, his sweet pastimes, charita adi, everything connected to Krishna, his land of Vrindavan, his Nitya Leela, his manifest Leela. One should always think of them, engaging the mind in remembrance. Tanam Krishna Charitariskita Smicho Kramena Rasani Manasi Nioja Tistan Brajay. And you should think of Vrindavan. If you cannot live in Vrindavan, visit it and feel that this Bhaktivedanta Mana is an expansion of Vrindavan. And anywhere you go, you can chant Hare Krishna. When you chant Hare Krishna, you can be anywhere. No one's forcing you to be in East London or in, you know, some horrible place like that. Put your mind in Vrindavan. But you can only do that if you regularly hear about Vrindavan. But not too much, because if you think of Vrindavan, if you hear about Vrindavan before you're qualified, then that's also a little risky. So take some philosophy, read Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is Chaitanya Charitamrita class, Saturday and Sunday, and make progress in spiritual life. This is the punya. Punya shravana. Here it says, punya punjaha. Krita punya punja. Whenever you see this word kr, krita, this means activity, karma, doing, like that. Krita punya punja. Those who have accumulated volumes of pious activities. So hearing is good. But if you help other people hear, then you really go fast. So if you distribute Prabhupada's books all over the world, all over Britain, a devotee has just come from Manchester, our Sankirtan team, they distribute a lot of books in Manchester and Liverpool. The people are greedy. People are suffering only for want of Krishna consciousness. That's why they're suffering, nothing else. So if you give them Krishna, even the little realization they get, they understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, their life is perfect. So this pious activities means to serve Prabhupada's mission and at the same time hear and chant. This is all, nothing else. Don't neglect either one. Prana arta diya vacha, you can give your life, give your wealth, give your intelligence, or just even you say something. Oh, I went to Hare Krishna temple, it's wonderful, you should also go. Here's some prasadam, here's a book. Vacha, your words. Serve Krishna somehow or other, and even a tiny bit of service to Krishna will bring very wonderful results, more than you can even imagine. There's a saying in Bengali, I don't know, but the English is, who's Bengali? Any Bengalis here? Yes. Hare Krishna. What's that saying, Krishna give you with 10 hands, and he takes away with 10 hands? No problem. It's okay, yeah. So Krishna, if Krishna wants to take something away from you, he has 10 hands, you won't be able to keep it. But if he wants to give you, he has 10 hands, he'll give you more than you ever imagined. You follow this bhakti mark. Okay, it's 8:30. We apparently the Sunday class goes on till 9, but I can't talk that long. So if there are any discussions or questions, we'll do that now. Hare Krishna. Antaranga, you go first then. Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for the wonderful class. I really enjoyed the beautiful rasic presentation of the relationship of Krishna and his cowherd boys. Very sweet. Thank you so much, Prabhu. I look in the verse which from the Srimad Bhagavatam, from this one, and there's one very interesting statement here. Okay, I'll be quoting, paraphrasing that Vyasadev, he gave this Amala Purana, this Srimad Bhagavatam, for the benefit of everyone.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, as you almost like secretly hidden there the message of Srimati Radharani. So I was thinking, what does he mean for us as Gaudiya Vaishnavas, the followers of Srimati Radharani? what should be our meditation in terms of the secret of Srimad Bhagavatam, because it is said that only once, and even that Shukadev Goswami hidden the message of Radharani. Mm. So how we also maintain that sort of a respect and sort of a distance from Srimati Radharani, and how to also somehow worship her. Like how to struck that balance between respect and developing that relationship. If you can share something on that, please.
Well, we have Radhastami and we have our books by the Goswamis, Nana Shastra Vichardaneka. So by hearing these things over time, it takes time. But it's all about what you read, what you hear from your spiritual master. So you just have to wait for that. You'll find out yourself. You have to read the books over and over again, and then at a certain point you'll feel more in that direction, naturally, over time. So Prabhupada's Krishna, 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 Krishna. We keep Radharani's secret. We keep Krishna's secret in many ways also. So what to speak of Srimati Radharani? We keep that confidential. We don't talk about it too much. So you do that yourself and see what happens over time. Smarahari. Why do I think your name is Sridhan? Okay. Smarahari Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Sorry, please forgive me. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Very nice. My question is, we often hear that it's very dangerous to prematurely hear about intimate pastimes. And what are those dangers? What is so dangerous and what is the...
Well, just like I took a risk today, I spoke about Krishna dancing and perspiring and having fun. So someone who doesn't have deep faith that Krishna's Supreme Personality of Godhead, he may take this as ordinary boy's enjoyment. But what we're trying to express is that this, everyone knows what happiness is. Yudhisthira Maharaj, he says, if there's any happiness in this material world, it comes from family life, contentment of family life. You have your elderly parents, your wife, your children. You can enjoy something, peace and contentment from all these relationships, family relationships. Pious family life, you can be happy. You can experience some contentment in this world. Is it not? Everyone's looking at me like I'm saying something strange. This is Yudhisthira Maharaj's statement. He is Acharya, Mahajan. So he's saying, Yamaraj asked him, is there any contentment in this world? There was a lot of questions that Yamaraj asked to Yudhisthira. Many questions. Like, how many? 100 questions or more? Maybe something like that. Yeah, but he was a representative of Yamaraj. Something. So anyway, one of the questions was, is there any contentment in this world, right? So he said, if there's any contentment in this world, family life, pious religious family life. Just like Prabhupada said, if there's any nice place in this world, Hawaii. Hawaii is nice. Right? I've never been there, but I hear it's very wonderful. But I know it's not as good as it was 20 years ago, and nowhere is. But anyway. So, if we have any idea of happiness, right? Just like these young people that go on the beach in Goa. You know, this was in the 90s, Goa, the whole world went to Goa for parties on the beach. It became so prolific that the police had to shut it down. It was ruining the village life, the societies. The Indian young people were getting so corrupted by the drugs and the lifestyle that they shut it down. And they have these, so their idea of the perfect happiness
is a warm summer's night, beautiful t-shirt weather in the middle of the night with a full moon and some music and some intoxication, I'll be happy. That's the peak of their existence. You understand? Or maybe in some other society, ballroom dancing, you know, the peak of their society happiness is that they dress in the most beautiful cloths and dresses. They have the finest musicians. Champagne is flowing in beautiful, huge palatial building, and they're enjoying happiness. So, but Krishna's Leela, this is happiness. So the whole idea is that you hear some of this, and then you can think, yes, this is amazing. I want this. I want to go there. I don't want to go to ballroom. I don't want to go to beach in Thailand. I don't want to do this. I want to go to Krishna. So that's the presentation of the Shastra. So confidential or not confidential? What was the question? Like... dangers, oh sorry, yeah. So the dangers are you think this is ordinary. Right? Thinking it's mundane. So we don't talk about that, Krishna's Leela, in public. This is in public, it's just you, me, and 100 people on the internet. But they're all devotees. They're all devotees, so no problem. Little Krishna Leela on a Sunday, it's at 8 o'clock in the morning. It isn't going to hurt you, us. Was it dangerous, Paramakaruna? No? Premanava Prabhu, was it dangerous? He's going to tell me off. Huh?
Dangerous for one's material enjoyment.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's what Rupa Goswami says. If you want to maintain your happiness in this material world, your society, your friends, your family, don't go to Vrindavan and see Krishna on the full moon night standing under the Vetasi tree in the threefold bending form, Govinda playing his flute. Don't go. You'll be ruined. Ruin your life. Very good. See, he's very intelligent. Okay. Thank you. Prayojan, you still want to ask a question or say something?
I was just ready to confirm what
Prabhu?
And to answer what Prabhu was mentioning. Prabhu was
it's really to confirm what Antaranga Prabhu was saying, and you replied about through the spiritual master, if you feel the advancement there, you're more curious. Yeah. Gogavinda Swami was asked the same question, and he said, for those, you know, I'm talking about any matters that you don't understand, and if you feel that you want to investigate deeper, then you just come and see the spiritual master and inquire from him to go into these advanced topics. And that is the safest way. And so in that regard, I think that sort of confirms the way to go about these confidential master questions is to go through the spiritual master. It made sense to me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Correct. Thank you. Okay. Wonderful. Jai. Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai. Dai Go Premanandi.